Hey, welcome to Lady Overlander Radio. Tonight we're chatting about the Moore Expo. Stay tuned.
Grab your favorite drink, whether it's a coffee, cocktail, or tea, and get ready. It's Ladies Night on Lady Overlander Radio. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. The Lady Overlander Radio podcast is available live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also catch the audio version on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other major podcast platforms. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Arla. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. What's happening? I'm good. How are you?
We had a long weekend. That's what we did.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering.
I'm still tired. I'm tired. I'm sure everybody that was there is tired, trying to get caught up. And how about these allergies and these pollen that's going around? My eyes are itchy. Mm-hmm. My nose be running. I got a little cough going on.
Yep. That was totally me last weekend. And last week.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this week.
And still.
Probably next week. Yeah.
See,
the
cough.
Off the chain here in Arkansas right now. Probably everywhere, but we only right. know about Arkansas right now. So we had a really busy week prepping for Moore Expo last week. And then we had a busy weekend at Moore Expo. And gosh, we did so much. We had classes in the ladies' lounge. We attended the reveal of the Race Against Blindness new rig build at Expedition Trailers. That was really cool. Saw some live music. I mean, there was a lot that happened at the expo. Like, I'm still like absorbing it all. Oh, I lost my Arla. Hello, where'd you go? There's.
It's going to be a struggle tonight, folks. Just be ready. Oh, my eyes are watering.
Oh, no.
They had the Power Sports Expo this year that they added on. Huge building. Has a real nice, bar-type restaurant in the front corner of it. Really, really pretty. All wood and, you know, outdoorsy. Pretty cool.
Very bougie. Mm-hmm. Big building, though, man. I was taken aback by how large that building is.
Right? Not there last year, but there this year.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
I'm sure you are still recovering from more.
Girl, we all are. And I know quite a few people actually got like the flu or some kind of other
funky
thing
going around.
People not feeling so hot.
No.
So, spring.
All the cooties. Everybody gets together and it's all the cooties.
All the cooties. Everybody shared all the cooties.
Yep. Sabrina and her husband volunteered and helped work the show.
Yeah.
This year. They sent out
they were busy.
Oh, yeah. She didn't bring my Gus, though.
She didn't bring Techno Gus.
That's okay.
He's so cute.
We forgive her.
Hey, everybody watching on Instagram, Expedition Trailers, Off-Road Autism, David Reasoner. Thank you for joining, guys. We got on here? Sabrina. And
gotten all the steps and then some. Yeah.
We got other people watching. I just don't know who you, but they haven't commented yet. Comment and let us know if you're watching. Oh, she got in all the steps and then some.
Yeah.
So did we.
For sure.
Yeah, we had a great turnout in the Ladies Overland Lounge. And we had Carrie Porter come from Discover 4x4 Adventures. She came and taught a class.
Yep.
Which was awesome. The Ladies in Four-Wheel Drive class. And she had a really good turnout for that as well. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary. Sabrina got her started in overlanding. That's how it all starts. That's how it all starts.
Yeah, we'll share a few photos here real quick. There's the class, one of the classes Arla and I were teaching.
Who's the chick right there with the sunglasses in the front trying to look all cool?
That would be me. And there's one of Carrie's, there's Carrie's class, and she's teaching there. And that's another view of her. And there's a beautiful Jeep in the backdrop of this photo, so I thought I would share that.
She's pretty smexy. She cleans up good. Yeah. Old girl.
She good.
The old girl.
So, More Expo 2024 is in the books, and we're already in talks and prepping for next year's Lady Overland Lounge. And we're going to probably, I'm assuming we're going to have the same spot. That was a great spot. That was really, really awesome. It was huge.
I don't know. We're committed to be there in 2025 already, though. So
we are.
Let the planning start.
I know.
Start.
And the banner for the table cover came today. So,
well, thank goodness.
Got here in time after the show, but you know, here we are. So
and it's going to look really cute at the next show. It'll look really great.
It will. It will. It'll look really, really great.
Thank you, China. Appreciate
you. Thank you, China, for shipping that finally.
Letting it sit in Atlanta for 2 weeks.
Here we go.
I understand. Yeah.
That's what I get for ordering it from Amazon. And it coming from China, I guess.
Everybody loves the scamazon, man.
The zon.
How do we make it before without Amazon? Seriously.
I really don't know. Like, really? You need something? Jump on Amazon. You got it 2 days. Yeah. Well, except for here, because I live in the boonies. But, you know, anywhere else, you could have it in a day or two.
It seems like we're always getting something every day from Amazon. I got a package today.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got the little poop gel stuff to go in your porta pot, your little potties.
Nice.
It's like a lemon lime scent for the odors and stuff. I got the biodegradable potty baggies.
Nice.
You know, so be good to the earth. And then I got Sadie and Diamond, which are my dogs, seat belts.
Oh,
for the vehicle. Good. Yeah.
Clamps. Let me know how that goes when you try to seat belt them in.
Yeah. So you just got this little buckle that goes into the seat belt, clicks there instead of using your regular seat belt. And then it's got the hook that goes on their collar or whatever. So I've been a bad mom. I just let them run wild in the vehicle. So I don't know.
There's a couple of different schools of thought on that, though. I've seen some people say, you know, it's better that the dogs are free to jump out the window or do whatever they need to do in case of an accident. And then some people are like, absolutely not. I'm harnessing them down or I'm putting them in a crate or whatever. So, I mean, I don't really know if there's a right or wrong answer. If there is, please, you know, let us know. But
I don't know. There's so many different options you can do with, like, a dog bed kind of harness thing that attaches to the seat and then you clip them to that. And there's just so many different things.
Yeah.
Tons of different harnesses by themselves. Like all kind of, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'll start with this and see if I like it or not. We may go back to being wild. Who knows?
Wild,
feral. We'll go back to being feral.
That's right. It's my feralosophy.
Feralosophy.
Shameless plug. You can buy our merch on Shop Overland Apparel.
Ooh, let's talk about Shop Overland Apparel.
Oh my gosh.
Dear sweet baby Jesus, the amount of clients that they have now and the options for shirts and hoodies and colors and sizes.
I know.
Patches, stickers, hats made right there. All the things. Plus, they were handling the S'more to More shirts. As soon as they, you know, those people completed theirs, they come over and get their shirt. Very busy booth.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, but really busy this year. Really hard to decide on shirts. I think I bought 8 shirts this year, but I try to pick different colors and I try to support here and there. For several, I mean, I did Warriors in the Wild, which is your nonprofit. I did
Feral Chick Outdoors.
How about you like that?
That's watching heels on a stripper pole, people. That's what that is.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then you know, mosey.
You're not seeing things.
It's hilarious, and that was the first shirt that I bought.
Yeah,
I was actually the first one that bought a shirt. Thank you very much.
I bought one too. Yep, I love it.
Love it. So that's Jessie's, and she just came on with Shop Overland Apparel. I bought a couple of really cute shirts. I really liked them. I got a hat that I bought from you because you had some merch there out at our Lady of Orlando Lounge booth, which was a But Did You Die Heifer?
I love it.
Which is a combo of us both because I have inside my passenger Jeep door, But Did You Die? And then you say heifer a lot. So
I do say heifer.
That's the combo. You know what I'm saying?
So I got to show you one image from more. Since we're talking about Shop Overland Apparel. That's Jared at the end.
Okay. That's Jared. And that's the very end of the show. And dude, I never saw him take a break. I came back there and asked if I could go get lunch. Do you need to step away? Like, no, I'm good. Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Kayla, here's Kayla. Hey, sweetie. His wife.
Hey, girl.
She's having a baby cook.
Yeah, and a baby in the oven.
She was giving it all she had, but she was a tired girl too. Thanks for the shout out, ladies. Of course. But they were super busy, backed up all the time. I don't think there was ever like a dead time that when I walked by there, I stopped and helped a couple times.
Well, I was going to say, I got to give Arla a shout out because Kayla was feeling a little under the weather, as is normal when you're cooking a baby in the oven. And you jumped in and helped out in the booth for a bit because we were like, Where'd Arla go? Kara McClellan came over and she said, oh, Arla's in the Shop Overland Apparel booth, but busting out shirts with Jared and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So Jared. And then they had one of their friends that comes with them now. And then Erin with Lady Owned Toyota, she was in there quite a bit as well. But, you know, it takes a village regardless. Yeah. I mean, They sell just about everybody's merch that's there anymore, you know. So if you see them behind at a show, feel free to ask if you can jump in. They'll tell you if they need it or if they don't. But you know, a lot of times that they do need a little bit of help. So they were killing it. But yeah, Jared was whipped. He was whipped. Sabrina, please send me the link for the dog seat belt. Well, that's me, sister. Oh yeah. You do have one for guests. Okay, I see that now. Oh, there's little Jared. Thank you for the shout out. We cranked out over 1,100 items through our booth. Jude.
Jeez, that's why you look like this, Jared. That's why you look like
this. Jared's asleep this week. He's on Do Not Disturb. Kayla is as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got orders probably already piled up to send out. Like, sounds like you had a good time. Hey, it was a good time.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
Looky there, Jamie Handel. Hey, girl. Hey.
Yes, girl.
They are so appreciated. You're right. You're right. They're killing it. Oh, look at there. There's Tater Tot.
Hey, Tate.
Tatey.
How you doing,
Tate?
How you doing?
Yeah, real busy show. A lot of foot traffic. The weather wasn't horrible this year, which is kind of a first for more. This is the fifth year I've been every year. And every year it's been some sort of crazy cold, ice, snow, terrible rain last year that flooded booths outside where you're just standing in ankle deep water while it rushes over you and picking up your stuff. Like this year, we kind of skirted by some storms. So those did not hit. It was very close. We had some sprinkles. The wind was the big thing. It did get chilly at night, but the wind was kind of, ugh. But other than that, it was not horrible at all. It was better than any year.
I think the wind was the worst Thursday night, which is good because the shows didn't start till Friday.
Right.
But, you know, all of us that were there Thursday night prepping, we were like, oh, my gosh, trying to hold everything down. So,
Yeah, staking everything down, everything and tying off to your vehicle. And I mean, that's what we did with the Easy Ups. We tied them to our vehicles and we staked them down and all that. We didn't put our awnings out on our vehicles.
No.
It just got to be like too much to try to make sure we're holding on to be honest. So, but yeah, the wind was whipping and a bit chilly, but it was great.
So those of you guys that are watching that went to Moore, tell us what your favorite thing was that you saw or did, or I know that they added some new things this year. Like they had a, I think they had an off-road track and they kind of expanded the Switchback Outdoor Safety training area. So just tell us some different things that you saw that were not the same as in the past and whether you liked them or not, or what have you, because there was a lot of changes this year.
And tell me who all has been every year. Is there anybody on here that's been every year?
Other than you.
And when you can remember how it all started and how it was a very small show, and each year it at least doubles.
Yeah.
At least doubles. So the first year was just in the east wing. Walked in and you walked around the east wing, which was when you walk in the door, it's to the left. That was what Moore was the first year. Second year added on the west side, which was pretty exciting. So it doubled, and then they opened up the back, and then it went outside last year, and then it went outside and grew outside and added the power sports section as well. So insane. Sorry, I'm late. You're forgiven.
It was good to see you, Phil.
It's good to see you, Phil. I already got my sticker and my patch up. I'm good to go. Jared, Switchback Outdoor Safety was killing it in all different classes and training he helped put on and organize. Yeah, Switchback was back there right as you walk in the front door and you just slightly go left and then go down the hallway toward the back. And he had that whole area basically back over in there. And they did a lot of classes, a lot. My favorite was seeing everyone. All right. Yeah, we'll take that.
I know. It always feels like Moore is like the family reunion of the year, you know, between Moore and then Rendezvous in the Ozarks. It's all the people that are here located in the Midwest, you know, just kind of a big family reunion is what it feels like.
Well, isn't that why we all go, is to just hang out as one big group and have fun and do all those things?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a lot are there for business. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get that. I do wish I would have gotten around. I wish we would have had more time to step away from our booth and go around a little more and talk, talk to vendors and stuff like that. We didn't even get to walk around to the outside vendors at all. We did make it over to Expedition Trailers a couple of times and hung out with Paul and all those guys over there. And then I think the other spot we maybe walked by or was over by was we went over and saw Cottiwampa Overland.
Yeah. Saw Bill and Deb.
With their trailer.
Deb for a few minutes. And then,
but other than that, we were at the booth.
Pretty much,
you know, except for to grab a snack.
So, yeah. Well, we have to have snacks. Everybody knows that. Lines, man, the lines to get lunch were long.
So who thinks that, so that was a thing. Inside, the lines were very, very long to get like lunch or something if you weren't. Because when you're there, you get so busy. Yeah, you bring stuff in your fridges like we did. We had things in our fridges to make and stuff, but you're just so busy. You just want to run to get something real quick and come back.
Yeah.
So stand over there making something, getting all your stuff out and do all that stuff. It comes more of a convenience to run and get something. So that is one thing I think that maybe they might try to expand on. They had that little place outside that was part of the fairgrounds that had the burgers and stuff like that, but maybe bringing in some food trucks.
Yeah. I don't know if they're able to with the contract with the fairgrounds. That might maybe be not, because they do serve food there. But I was surprised they didn't have the barbecue place open, because I really like that.
I know.
The barbecue place that we were right next to. That would have been awesome.
I don't think it was open last year. I think it was 2 years ago.
Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but that place was phenomenal. It was really, really good.
So we've got over here on Instagram, we've got Folksy Overlanding watching. Crystal Ann. Dusty Track, Faith, Hey Girl, Hey, Oki Overland, Red Robin Adventures. Hello, Red Robin Adventures. Thanks for watching. So we got quite a few people tuning in on the gram.
On the gram. Galen says, great time. Good to see everyone. Yep. Didn't ever get to make it down to his camp or down to where everybody was camped back in the back. And we camped at our booth. But, you know, Cindy Pope, you know, she did the whole camping area again this year. Which when I walked by it to go to the power sports side for the storyteller dinner on Friday night, it was packed. It was packed down there. I never made it down there at all either, which I regret because there were so many people down there camping and I wanted to be able to go say hi, but it is what it is. Jamie Handel. I will admit food is always an issue with any expo I have attended. Lines are always long. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
For sure. Hey, Jody. Haley, sounds like everyone had fun. Hope to come next year. Yeah, you absolutely should.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what Chris Holloway and his crew might even have up their sleeve for 2025. Where does it go from here?
I don't know, girl.
Really? Where does it go from here? I mean, they outdid themselves again this year. They do every year. I mean, really.
In the VIP party, I snuck in there. They had some really good bands playing.
Yep. I didn't get to go to that.
You missed out on Mel's lit up
vibe. I wanted to see that so bad. Is there a picture? Can y'all post a picture of that? Did you get a pic? I'm going to talk to Melanie about that because that was awesome. I need to step up my game in the potty area.
Right?
I need lights and a chandelier in the bathroom. That would be sweet. But yeah, I don't know where they go from here, what they do to grow upon that. It has gotten so big. It's pretty overwhelming for somebody that's you know, new to overlanding and comes to the show to look around. We talked to a couple of those people, those ladies in our classes, that they're just like, I'm just so, you know, overwhelmed, overstimulated. There's just so much stuff here and, you know, walking around there and they have never been there before, but they're interested in getting into it. There's just so many things.
I think it's good to go to a show like that just to get some ideas. Maybe take a little notepad if you're new to it, write some stuff down, go home when it's nice and quiet and you can focus and kind of look things up. But, you know, those shows, yeah, they can be very overwhelming, all of them, like even the smaller ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cindy says this was our first time and it was overwhelming. Yeah, there's a lot there. I mean, there were so many different trailers there.
I know. Like,
that I did notice, like, there was tons of different trailers there and manufacturers and stuff like that. There was a lot. So that alone was like, whoa.
I feel like the trailer thing, I feel like it went from RVing to overlanding rooftop tent, you know, soft rooftop tents to hard shell rooftop tents to introducing the little teardrop trailers as an off-road, you know, modifying them to be off-road trailers. And then the trailers, things kind of have exploded. And then the trucks are now getting the cabs on them. And we're kind of growing back into these, you know, earth roamers, earth cruisers, all those big things. And then we're back into like the RV world again. It's like, I don't know, I feel like it goes like this. I think people get more space and they're like, oh, this is too much space. And then they downsize and then they go back up. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's kind of like with fashion, the same thing. My kid is wearing stuff that I know damn sure that I wore like in high school. She comes out and I'm like,
oh, I know.
I should have kept my stuff. I should have kept my stuff. My gosh.
I'm back in style now. Dang.
Jesse says I need to start setting alarms. Does that mean because you're late to the show, ma'am? What's that mean?
Better late than never, boo.
I mean, I've already rocked your shirt and showed it off and everything.
Right? Okay, we've got over here on the IG. Red Robin Adventure says, looking forward to Overland Adventure in September and going to the Ladies Lounge. Overland of America, I believe, is what she's talking about. Yeah. We're very excited about that. It's going to be an awesome time.
We will have a Ladies Lounge at Overland of America.
Let me real quick put up. Where is it?
We're selling our camper hopefully this week. Ooh, girl. What you going to spend your money on?
Dang. All right. So we've got more expo in the books. Then we've got Bonfire coming up. Overland Expo P&W. Then we have Overland of America in September. Mm-hmm. Big Iron and Rendezvous in the Ozarks. So
yeah,
we had to reschedule our ladies' camp and ride this weekend that we were doing. We were co-hosting with Feral Chick Outdoors. Mm-hmm. Because the weather is going to be very severe here this weekend. So yeah. I think Bonfire Rendezvous is going to make a call tomorrow about whether or not they're going to continue to have it.
Yeah, Randy posted in Natural State Overland that that they're monitoring it, and they will make a call tomorrow around noon. We are supposed to be getting like 4 to 6 inches of rain in this area. You know, we all know what that does to rivers and whatnot, or getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Plus, it's, you know, tornado season here.
Always the tornadoes.
Not funny. Not funny. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Yeah, they're staying for us in the rain. Yeah, you're over in the Oklahoma, so they're probably saying the same thing over there. Let's see.
We covered A Race Against Blindness, their new build with Expedition Trailers, Overland Attic. Casey Highlights was involved in that build. I believe Red Arc was. Trying to think who else they had listed there. There's quite a few different companies that helped that do that build. So it's a beautiful Toyota Tundra mm-hmm. in one of Expedition Trailers, Backroads. I'm gonna get it wrong. They're Backwoods. One of their nicer, bigger, bougier trailers. It's really, really pretty.
Backroads, yeah.
Yeah. And so that combo, I think it's worth like $260,000 or something. And if you enter this week, and we'll post a link when we post this on Spotify and everything, but if you go into it this week and sign up, you will get 50 entries for $25, I think it is. I believe that's what he said. And you can use our code, which is LOR5, and that will give you extra entries, I believe. So there's like lots of different ways to win. So we will definitely be doing a post on that in a few days. We'll also be posting an interview we did with Steve, who is the founder of A Race Against Blindness and the father of the sweet boy that is fighting to be able to, you know, save his eyesight. They are racing against the clock. That's why, hence the name. So, you know, anything that you can do to support that would help.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that?
Absolutely.
I missed that one.
Do what?
I missed that last comment that you put up. Yeah.
She's saying probably smart to cancel with the weather coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. So we rescheduled the one that was supposed to be this weekend. That will be June 21st through 23rd. Mm-hmm. Arla and Jesse will be on that one because I'll be out west getting ready for Expo Pacific Northwest. So mm-hmm. they'll be running that one. And then we've got the other one before that is June...
Jeez.
6th through the 8th. It's 7th, somewhere in there. I need a calendar. What is it?
You don't have June before. I can see it on here. We'll calendar. Hang on just a second. Stand by.
Too many calendars.
I know. So we have two in June.
The 5th through the 7th, maybe it is?
And both were...
Seventh, and ninth. Okay. Yeah, that's when it is.
Yes.
We'll get it figured out.
Seventh and eighth. Yep. And ninth. So there's two in June now instead of one. We were trying to space them out so we'd have one May, one June, you know, like end of April, kind of. Yeah. So weather be damned, you know.
But everything is so busy in May. It's like.
Crazy. Oh yeah, all over the place. So we're dividing and conquering. You're going to P&W. Jesse and I are going to do the ladies camp out and trail ride here.
So on IG, Switchback Outdoor Safety joined, and Jared Hudson. Hey guys, thanks for watching.
Hey
Aaron, we were just talking about Switchback and all the stuff you guys did this year at Moore. It was pretty impressive. That's really, really awesome.
Oh yeah,
very cool. So I heard a lot of great feedback that people really enjoyed that training.
It was
Narwhal Adventure, thanks for watching. We don't have any zipper lube,
people. Do you got your zipper lube? That was so fun.
Oh my gosh. So, what's up, Narwhal Adventure?
And they started that.
Yeah. So a little background on that. Jason and Kate from Experiencing Arkansas, I guess he was putting some zipper lube on his zipper on an awning or a tent or something. And Narwhal Adventure came over and grabbed it and went around to a whole bunch of people at the show, and we all posed for pictures with it or made little hashtags and comments and told them that they could go
tag them.
Jason and Kate's, they were set up in Storyteller Row, and that we told them they could go over there and like buy zipper lube, or you know, they were giving away a kayak. I mean, I heard all kinds of different things. So,
oh geez, there's Kate, so many pictures. You and I did one. There were so many pictures of everybody holding it up with a smile or a, oh,
yeah.
It got out of control, but it was super fun. Super fun.
Narwhal said it got wild fast. Yeah, it did.
Oh,
it was great. Hey, it went viral at more.
Hey, don't threaten us with a good time.
Yeah.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
It was very
We don't cool. care.
Hey, Off-Road Autism. Thanks for joining. Hey, oh, and thank you for taking part. Oh, yeah. It was fun. You're welcome. That was a really good time. Hilarious.
And I'm still waiting for Mountain Dew to sponsor us.
Right?
Just heads up.
Speaking of sponsoring, we got to go to commercial real quick, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Stand by.
Imagine a world where sustainable transportation isn't just a possibility, but the preferred choice. That's the world we at Sonata Bikes are working tirelessly to create through our diverse range of electric bikes. At Sonata Bikes, we harness the transformative power of technology to create electric bikes that merge power, speed, and unmatched quality. Whether you're an outdoor enthusiast, city dweller seeking a swift commute, a retiree looking to stay active, or a rural resident needing reliable transport, we have a bike for you.
Yeah.
Well, that was bougie.
Sonata Bikes. Thank you very much. And
very nice.
If you want to purchase one, use code TDWM100 for $100 off Sonata e-bikes. Exclusive flash sale products.
Bam.
Yeah.
Bam. Yes. That's a spiffy bike. How are you liking that thing?
Oh my God, I love it. But let me tell you something. You barely even touch that pedal assist and you are gone, sister. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, I got to hold on to my hair when I'm riding that thing. I'll lose it. I'll lose my hair. I think that's awesome. Get up and go.
I noticed you already had a Lady Overlander Radio sticker across that bike.
Yes, that would be thanks to your husband, who surprised me with that. I went to town to, I think, get my tires put on or on the 4Runner, and came back and he had that on the bike for me.
Looks good.
It looks great.
Jessie said she got her some freeze-dried Jolly Ranchers. Girl, the freeze-dried Skittles.
Oh, yes, those are good.
Oh, man.
Actually, what was the name of that vendor, that candy lady that had all the freeze-dried and all the stuff?
I don't know, but she had a real cute Jeep.
Yes, she did. I can't remember. Jason and Kate are hopping in. Okay, well, where are they? Come on, Jason.
Where
and
are
Kate,
they at? Where you at? Where so, you at? Phil says, well done. Lisa says, great job. Melanie says, hugs, girls. Hey, Melanie. Hey, Melanie, you got a picture of your pretty bathroom with the chandelier and the lights?
Oh, yeah, I want to see that, girl.
I want to see that. Lisa, that bike is a beaut. She's a beaut, Clark.
She is, but she...
Melanie's got a new bike. Yep, she's on Electic cruising around this weekend. She's got her new bike. Freeze Lady. Is that what she was called? Freeze Lady? How can we not remember that? What the heck?
I froze up.
There's Kate.
There's Kate. Hey, girl.
Where's your zipper lube, girl? Where it at? Lube. Jason is here, too. He's just driving. Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. We're just talking about your zipper lube and all the pictures.
Thank you, Off-Road Autism. The Freeze Lady. That was the name of the candy.
The Freeze Lady. So... Yeah, she said freeze lady, so she was good.
Oh, see? Yeah. I missed
the
that over there.
The freeze lady. Yeah.
I think I froze up.
You didn't freeze it.
I don't know.
I see you. You're still moving.
I'm still moving?
You don't have one of those looks on your face. Like before the show started, you're like, eh. Like you froze up.
See? I jinxed this.
Oh, you did freeze. That was weird.
I'm the freeze lady.
I'm the freeze lady.
I'm the freeze lady tonight.
Oh my God. She's the freeze lady. Hashtag zipper lube. See, she froze. She froze again. Yeah, that was super funny. Lots of pictures. I probably saw 10, 12 different pictures with all the hashtags and all that stuff. That was real fun. Lisa says, how do we freeze in the most horrible... How do we freeze in the most horrible moments, LOL?
Oh.
That's true. Yeah, you froze in some weird stuff already. I should take a picture of that.
Damn it.
That's true.
No, you already got a picture of me sleeping on the plane. That's enough. That's enough, ma'am.
How'd you get that? Did you get the pics? Let's see.
She sent some pics?
Yeah, she sent pics.
Got four tubs. What'd you get four tubs of, Off-Road Autism? Four tubs of Skittles?
That is cute. That's cute.
Why are you blurry, Arla?
Why am I blurry? I don't know. I didn't do nothing.
You're a little bit blurry.
I know. It just happened. I can't fix it. I ain't doing it.
We're having technical difficulties tonight, folks.
We're struggling. It is struggle what it is. It is what it is. I didn't put anything close to the camera. It just hates me. It hates me. Do I need to sit up like this so you can see me better?
What'd you send me? Oh.
There. It fixed. Well, it fixed.
Let me see these. Hold on, Melanie. We'll get this up here.
Yeah, I sent it to my IT person, aka Misty.
Look at
this. Did you get the pics?
Oh, okay, Galen sent them too. All right.
The internet is horrible today.
That's bougie.
Isn't that cute?
That's cute.
We need to do something like that. Is your potty separate? Like, is your shower separate? I guess, and not on your vehicle. That's what it looks like anyway. But still, we could do something like that.
Where in the world? Okay, there we go. That's what I'm looking for. Let me try to get this up here. Yes, look at this, guys. Look at this bougie shower tent.
Isn't that cute? See the chandelier up there?
That's amazing.
I cannot. It is separate, yeah. I see that now.
Is the best.
I freaking love it. It's so freaking cute.
That is freaking cute.
Brad and Gina at Narwhal Adventure are hysterical. It was hard work that pushed our zipper loop.
I know. You guys need to become an affiliate with Zipper Loop. Totally.
Dude, they need Hello? To sponsor you.
Hello?
Too much. That's went around like crazy.
That was so great. Okay. Oh. So Off-Road Autism got two things of Skittles, freeze-dried Skittles. One marshmallow and one need clusters. I'm thinking you'd mean nerd. Probably nerd clusters. Nerd, yep. I love a bougie shower tent, just saying. Us too, Faith. Oh, Zipperloo contacted Narwhal Adventures at the expo.
For real? I'd love it. That's great.
Yeah.
Jody says, that's great. I have lights for mine. Now I need a shower chandelier. I know. Where do we get a shower chandelier? For
shower
real.
Chandelier,
see what chandelier. I travel with. He rolls his eyes. Listen, you wouldn't change anything, Galen. Don't act like you're mistreated by any means. It was so fun. No problem finding our camp. But could they see your silhouette while you're in the potty with all those lights?
It might have got an X-rated real quick.
That escalated real quick.
Yeah, it did.
More was great for networking.
Yeah.
I got my disco ball. You got a disco ball?
She sure did.
Bro. We got to step our game up. Dinner.
Dinner and a show, yeah. Only fans, more expo edition. That's right.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I got to think of some stuff for my shower tent. I want to decorate mine. I got some cute little pink lights I could put in there.
You could. Just don't make it see-through.
No, mine's the 23-0. That dude is black on the outside and silver on the inside. You ain't seeing nothing.
That's right.
The Kestrel, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And it's got the, that's what you got too, right?
Pro tip. When you're camping at an expo, get a shower tent with a cover.
Yeah.
Because when people are camped next to you and they can look down at you from their little rooftop tent right into your shower tent, just so you know. Just think about that, people.
Yeah, you definitely, A, if it's weather, but B, if somebody's flying drones around.
That too.
And you're trying to have some privacy, okay?
That's right.
And use it. Oh, Jesse. That's hilarious. Yeah, definitely going with the cover. That Kestrel is freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. And it also has the floor you can zip in also. I don't mess with that, but I got these little pad things you can step on in there anyway. But I do like having the cover over the top. Especially when the weather's a little odd. And not to communicate that. Melanie, disco ball. My phone seems to talk too much sometimes. I understood what you were saying. I knew it wasn't a divorced ball when it was disco ball.
I thought it was a divorce.
She keeps freezing up. Girl, you people live in the boonies, I swear. Yeah, we got to think of some stuff to do to ours now. That is awesome. So what is the next big show that y'all are going to be going to? Let us know. Is there something that we're missing? One you're going to we don't know about? Let us know, because we'll get it put on the schedule.
Did you hear when I said that Red Robin Adventures has a tiara that matches her teeth?
A tiara?
A tiara. Like, I want a tiara.
I'm going to have to see a picture of that.
Yeah. We need a picture of that Red Robin Adventures. Narwhal's got to go. The house has gone insane. See you all next episode. Bye.
Okay, bye. A tiara?
Thanks for joining.
A tiara. I'm going to have to really put some thinking into this. This could be a thing.
We need to really bougie it up. I feel like we're not bringing our A game.
Probably not, because when I leave my house and are going out for the weekend, I hit the lazy button. Right. I'm about like... I'm just showing up.
Yeah.
And if y'all camp with me, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the littlest amount possible because I want to be chilling. Me too, Jesse. Been debating that the Branson show in June. I believe that one is in June. But it seems like it's going to be pretty big. No more expos for me this year. I hear you. A lot of traveling equals a lot of money when you got to go to a lot of these shows and they're far away. It gets expensive. Benji Ward, please share the video. It's so cool.
What video?
Yeah, what video? Hey, ladies. Hello. Christopher. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? No shows. More camping. Well,
more camping.
I hear you. I
hear
you.
I'm gonna do lots of camping this summer.
We're gonna try.
And some show.
We're gonna try, but if it's super hot, don't know. If I can stay in the river with my kayak, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to Overland of America. I'm looking forward to that. Yes, the venue is
going to be fun. And it's got a lazy river.
It's got a pool, a heated pool, and a lazy river.
Yep. I'm in.
You must not know about me. I'll be up in there. We'll be teaching classes out of the lazy river for the lounge. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody bring a floaty and a cocktail. That's where we'll be.
Bring a floaty. I'm going to spend more time in the woods. You go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Away from people. Just by Joey Zero Breeze. Girl, we have a Zero Breeze up in this house. Shh. Yeah, we got one.
Oh. Red Robin Adventures says, I wear it while driving, meaning her tiara. Join the tiara club. Yes. Yes.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna. I want to see a picture of yours, though.
Yes. Yes, girl.
I'll wear a tiara. I'll wear a sash. Rubicon Trail in June. Oh. Okay. Now, that's a challenging one. That'll be fun.
Right on.
Ready to kayak the Arkansas River? Okay, come on with it.
Let's do it.
Come down here. We'll go. Definitely need to kayak more. Oh, gosh. Yes, Overland of America. Heck yeah. Y'all need to get on and check that one out. And look at where it's going to be at. It's just so pretty.
Yeah, and really you need cool to get place. Tickets. Because I have a feeling that one's going to fill up quick.
Yeah. Yes, more time in the woods. You people be crazy over here. I'm there. So you're going to Overland of America, Sabrina? You better bring Gus or don't come at all, lady. You understand me? Just kidding.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. Wow. Misty the girl, say hi. Misty the girl, say hi. Red Robin posted Tiara pics on Instagram today. Okay, then I'm going to look.
I'm going to go look, Red Robin.
Yes, you do, Melanie.
We all need a Tiara in our lives.
I got to find a bougie one. I do want to bring the yaks over to the Buffalo.
Girl, okay. Come on.
I'm not kayaked the Buffalo myself.
We own it.
I'm not a super experienced kayaker, and I've heard it, you know, maybe you need to be a little more experienced on that one. Maybe I'm wrong there, but I'd like to do the Kings River over here, but really we've been to Illinois several times.
Illinois's been fun.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, so we do need to get out a little more. She says, I'll bring Gus with laughing emojis.
We love Gus.
I do love Gus. I'd love that dog. The Arkansas River is not right next to our camping lease here in Kansas.
Right on.
Heck, I thought you were just talking about coming to Arkansas to kayak. I mean, but yeah, that's good.
I'm not above going to Kansas. Let's do it.
I could go to Kansas. I could go up there for a little bit.
For sure. Oh, you know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
We need to announce our Lady Overlander of the Week.
Holy crap. We're on a rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
All over the rope. Okay. Drum roll. Our Lady Overlander of the Week is Kanita Jo Tipton. Woo woo.
Woo woo.
All right. So Kanita was nominated by Jesse McBride. She said, I'd like to nominate Kanita Jo Tipton as this week's Lady Overlander of the Week. Kanita exemplifies the meaning of Lady Overlander. Well into her mature years, she's going to smack you for that one.
Yes. Oh, shit.
No offense, Kanita. She doesn't hesitate to take on adventures by herself and live her life to the fullest. She's gone out for weeks at a time and so far hasn't slowed down yet. She's been all across the U.S. in her built-out 4Runner and with her sidekick, Nika. And sometimes she'll even let her husband tag along. Same girl, same. She is definitely living the life most of us only dream of. She's worked very hard to get herself to that point. And then she says, ask her about her tattoo if you see her. She's not had it long. We can only hope to be as cool as Kanita when we hit maturity. We're hitting maturity? I don't plan
that. That doesn't sound fun.
That does not
that
sound
fun. That part doesn't sound fun. 10 out of 10, don't recommend.
Do not recommend.
So yes, Kanita is... Legit.
She is the best. She's a sweetheart, too.
She's got a nice 4Runner, rooftop tent. It's all built out. She does. She literally takes off
a couple weeks
at a time.
She can wheel.
By herself. I got to talk to somebody. I can't do that.
Oh, Red Robin Adventure says, yes, come to Kansas.
Come to Kansas. Old Man on Truck says that PM Overland dished out some shrimp stew that was incredible. Dag gum.
Dang, I missed that. Who is this good stuff, man?
Oh, I want to go. Let's go. Where are we going?
What was that that Kate brought us from experiencing Arkansas?
She the Nutella pastry thing that she made. That was super good.
Yes, she does rock, guys. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. There's PM Overland. You didn't make it?
Well, who made it?
Because I'm thinking about it now. Oh, look at there. I know that fella.
Oh, look at that fella.
Hey. Us Louisiana folks can cook. Well, I'm waiting. When's that going to happen?
Well, I'm waiting for that girl.
I'd love to go to Overlanding. I'd go Overlanding without my husband. Oh.
Come on. We know some girls you can go with. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I didn't cook it. Mindy did.
Oh, okay.
Whoever cooked it,
We hear yes.
It was good. Come with us on the girls' trip, Bonnie. Yeah, Bonnie, come on with it. We got you. We were told PM Overland was cooking the shrimp stew. Well, why did apparently not. Apparently not.
Oh, Benji. Hello, Benji.
Oh, Benji. Hello, newfound Overland.
Thank you for joining, Benji Ward.
How you doing? What's for dinner, Benji? What'd you make?
What'd you make? Favorite camp meal, Benji.
Favorite camp meal, Benji. And go. And no, it's not Budweiser.
Ah, Red Robin Adventures is also a solo lady. Hubby comes on occasion.
Ooh. She lets him drag along on occasion. Let's go. Let's go. Yes, we did cook. Everyone was invited. Wow. My invite got lost or something.
I missed it.
Benji. Benji! Shrimp soup. Now, Benji, hold up. Is this something that you make or something somebody else makes for you?
Right. Oh,
because if that's something you make, I want to know why you have not made it around me.
You scroll down a little. Frozen
pizzas. Frozen pizzas on the scottle, people. Frozen pizzas on the scottle.
We got that recipe from Rhino.
We got that recipe from Rhino. Absolutely. And we use it. Super easy, super good. From PM Overland. Benji, turd. I swear. No such thing as shrimp soup. Shrimp stew.
Stew,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Shrimp ramen. Shrimp ramen. I mean, that's a legit thing. Shrimp ramen. These people are crazy. Congrats to her. I'm older, but not mature yet. I go alone most of the time, too. Spent 3 weeks exploring Utah and Arizona last year. Going back in September and adding Nevada. Yes, Joe.
Yes, girl. Do it. Dang. That's awesome.
I feel like I'm not achieving what I'm supposed to. Anytime PM Overland is there, we have food for everyone. And Benji. It's shrimp stew. LOL.
Yeah.
Not shrimp soup. So you're not invited again, Benji, because you can't even say it right.
Well, I'm going to make a note right now that I'm going to check out and see if PM Overland is at any other expos I'm going to be at. That I
need. You're going to hunt him down?
I'm going to hunt him down. Say, I need some food.
For dinner. Okay, so Jason and Kate say fresh scratch pizza on the Blackstone. Okay, I haven't had that before. And if anybody knows me, they know pizza's my fave. So I will sample that. Benji. Benji can't help that he's not a Cajun. Blah, blah. I'm from Missouri. Liquor dinner. That's called Budweiser.
Oh, liquid dinner, Benji.
Where's the whiskey? We're feeling frisky. God, I've lost control.
I think we have lost control of this show officially. We didn't even talk about anything else. What else do we need to cover? Like, we covered the shows we're doing coming up, and then we may be adding a few more in there, here and there, not much.
It's always changing.
We have the Feralosophy fall event, the Ladies Overlanding Experience.
That's a big thing we haven't talked about.
Yep. You can get your tickets for that on LadyOverlanderRadio.com. Go up to LOR Events tab, and you can get your tickets there. We will have, oh my gosh, we're going to have live music. We're going to have classes. We're going to have a trail ride. All the food is taken care of. Yoga in the mornings. I mean, it's going to be pretty awesome. So
yeah. Does this benefit anything? Is there any benefit?
It benefits the people attending.
Yeah. But does it go to any kind of chair? Are we doing any kind of charity with that, or what are we going
to
do?
Oh, well, yes, we are doing a percentage to charity to Warriors in the Wild, which is a nonprofit I started. And we also have, glad you mentioned that. Took me a minute to get to it because I'm not that bright. But we also are still raffling off this 4-liter sport keg, mini keg kit. It's got the whole thing in here. It's got the ice packs. It's got this bougie little bag. It's got the little CO2 cartridges, everything. Mm-hmm. That we will post on our Facebook page. Again, we'll post the link to that. But we are raffling this off. It's $5 a raffle ticket, and we will make that drawing May 1st. So enter for your chance to win.
I've got one of those. It's super cool.
Yep.
It's cool. It's cool.
We can also, we are also selling Warriors in the Wild shirts on Shop Overland Apparel. All benefits or all proceeds from that go to Warriors in the Wild. We are in the process of planning out the events for this year. We have two or three events we're going to try to get out there this year. And so we are still in the forming process of everything, though. We're still identifying board members and doing all the background paperwork stuff. We did get our nonprofit status with the federal government. So that's a great little milestone that we hit. So, yeah, just support however you can. You know, if you're not interested in the raffle item, you can always just straight up donate on our Facebook or on the website. And yeah.
So a question for you, Misty.
Yeah.
What made you want to go out and start Warriors in the Wild?
So as a veteran, I have found personally that doing things outdoors has been very therapeutic. I am a sufferer of PTSD, and I have just found that it is extremely therapeutic for me to get out there into nature, whether I'm alone or with some really good friends, whether I'm kayaking or hiking or camping or fishing or whatever it is, just being out there and being absorbed by that the natural environment has just been very, very good for me. We have teamed up with some therapists also that will be accompanying us on some of these trips. So there will be people available. If there is a veteran in crisis that needs to speak to someone immediately, we will have people on site that they can speak to. We have, you know, we're going to have a lot of other resources and opportunities for veterans. And the big thing that we would like to do with this is for the veterans that come to one of our retreats, we would like them to volunteer in the future and give back to other fellow veterans. So it's kind of a pay it forward kind of thing we're doing too. So yeah, that's why I started it. I just feel that it's important to get out into nature. It clears your mind, it refreshes your soul, and I think it's good for really anybody to do. You know?
Yep. Sabrina says nature helps keep her balanced.
Yeah, Sabrina's a first responder. She's in a high stress job, and she, you know, it's really good and therapeutic for first responders as well.
Yes, Jesse, we do still have raffle tickets for the sport keg.
For the keg thing, yes, ma'am.
Yes, for the keg thing.
You can go on Warriors in the Wild Facebook page or Instagram, or you can go on, I'll post it on Lady Overlander Radio as well. So
what she said.
Yeah.
What she said.
Nature is church. That's right, Red Robin Adventures. That's
you're
right.
Way late. Hey, lady, back off. You were late to the show. Don't start with me. Calm down, Jesse.
Calm down, Jesse.
Calm down, Jesse.
Pruitt Knives of Valor, thanks for watching. Pruitt Knives of Valor won one of our giveaway items. So
sure did. Getting
that out in the mail to them. That sure was did. Our LOR mug with a koozie and a sticker. So that will be, and I had two of those that we gave away. And then we did a giveaway at More Expo that I have not selected the recipients of that yet, but that will be announced in the next few days. So
sweet.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Very nice. Lisa. Lisa's gassed up tonight. Go PKV.
Lisa, you are supposed to be resting, young lady.
Yeah. Sick my foot. Yeah. Sick my foot.
She all sick and like stuff.
Cuties.
No cooties, Lisa. We don't need any cooties.
Keep that to yourself. I think we've covered pretty much everything. We've been on every rabbit hole we can possibly go.
Yeah. So we got, I'll see you guys at Overland Expo Pacific Northwest. Those of you up there that are going to be attending that, maybe doing Mountain West, probably. We'll be at Big Iron Overland Rally. We didn't have that on there, I don't think.
It is not on there. Is it on there?
Overland of America. I don't remember. I have to look again. And then Rendezvous. And the Ladies Retreat. So.
Oh, no.
See, everybody got sick.
Listen, Linda. No. That's like the fourth person I've heard. Stop the madness.
Y'all quit sharing your drinks.
Window licking is out. No. Licking
windows or whatever y'all are doing.
We're not doing that. We don't do that. But Big Iron. Love that one. Just want to throw that out there. I know it's the end of the show, but love that one. Live bands. Yes. Really just about camping and chilling and hanging out at Big Brutus. And if y'all haven't been there, put that on your calendar.
And let me tell you something about that Holloway family. They know how to throw a party.
For real.
For real, for real. What's for real. Up? What's for wrong, real. Lisa?
She said she feels fluish.
Oh my gosh, girl.
You keep her on the other side of Jasper.
I'm going to bring you some soup. I'll wear a little covering and I'll slide it to your door. And then I'll run.
I'll run.
I don't need no flu.
No. No, we don't need no flu. What is this?
What is it?
Zipper corn dog?
Listen. This is a family show experiencing Arkansas.
What is happening? Birdfest was a real party. Phil.
Phil said he got there and people went naked. They went naked.
He rolled up into Birds to
apparently Birdfest is like a naked fest.
And he saw a little too much skin and he had to exit stage right. He's scarred for life.
It's probably one of those things where the people that were naked were probably the people that shouldn't have been naked, if I'm guessing. Because I've seen that in Key
West. I quit going to that years ago.
Right.
For real. Bradley was eating corn dog and got a funny peck. Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness.
I can't with y'all no more. I'm done.
Y'all come on to Lady Overlander Radio's Facebook page and post. I'm gonna put an announcement there, and you guys post the funniest pics from the show from More Expo.
Yes,
I want to see them,
all of them.
The funnier, the better.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, wait, we got one question over here, real quick. Somebody snuck in a question.
KK.
Okay, Red Robin Adventure says, any advice for a first event like Overland of America?
Is it your first event? Like,
yeah. I think it's her first event. Lock your wallet in your car.
Hand me your wallet. I will hold it for you.
You'll thank me later.
I'll hold it for you.
Go and look at all the things and figure out what you're interested in, what you want, and then think about it and then wait for the good deals. They'll come while you're there.
Yep. Just don't get overwhelmed. Take it in stride. Just look at everything. You don't have to have all the things that ever, you know, you'll see some rigs that are top of the line, absolutely decked out with all the high end things. You don't have to have that starting out. You really do not.
Right.
You get what you can run and that's it. You don't need all those things. So just don't let it overwhelm you. Come find us and hang out with us because we're pretty chill.
Absolutely. And we'll be teaching classes.
And we'll be teaching classes from the Lazy River.
Not from the Lazy River. From the Ladies Overland Lounge. But we will get some Lazy River time for sure.
You promise?
And bring your swimsuit, Red Robin Adventures. Bring your swimsuit.
Yeah, this isn't Birdfest. Don't be those people.
I don't know if you can go naked in the Lazy River there. I don't think it's that kind of party.
Don't make me have to get out of the Lazy River.
Everybody keep their clothes on in the Lazy River. That's the rule. Please. Yeah.
Please. Please. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching on all of the things, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the X. Yes. Yes. Swimsuit girl. We all got to work out. I hear you, sister. Yes. All right.
No, you're not. Shut your mouth.
Oh, whoa, Tony. No speedo. No speedo.
Just we're out.
No
speedo. I'm done.
All right. We got to go. This is devolving. Everybody have a great night and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.